I am here at the 2011 Whipple's Corn Strategies event in Dixon, Illinois. With me is Jim Bauer of Bauer Trading. And Jim spoke to the farmers. We have several hundred farmers here, about some of the things they should be looking for as far as the market is concerned. What are some of the factors that you talked about that you're looking at as far as prices are concerned?
Well, the first thing is these next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be terribly, terribly important to price discovery. As we journeyed across the parts of Indiana, a good portion of Illinois, it's clear that the crop is in reasonably good shape. It's developing adequately, but a lot of the topsoil now is becoming dry. Even in some cases, we're starting to see some deficiency in subsoil moisture. And with the temperatures now projected to go up into the 90s, maybe even low 100s, that's going to create a scenario that if the plants are under stress, the yield factor could get exponentially declined. So I, if nothing else at the presentation today, whether I'm right or I'm wrong, I really try to make an emphatic point that the next 2 to 3 weeks are very, very, very important to price discovery, and they're going to do themselves well to pay really close attention to the models of weather and how they impact the market on a daily basis. Now is crunch time. Now is when it counts.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, that's something that obviously changes day to day, but you're looking at the potential of a drought situation then.
Well, we're not quite to that extent yet. What's happened is we're noticing some features in the upper air atmosphere, which could bring on a situation where a lot of that hot, dry air from Texas, Oklahoma, part of Missouri, far southern Illinois, might creep further northward first into the western Corn Belt and then eventually migrate to the eastern Corn Belt. The problem with weather forecasting is mercurial in nature and difficult to master, and it changes on me almost every 6 hours. I'm in constant contact all the time. I get 50 forecasts a day, but even with that, it can still change on me overnight or early in the morning. Even when you're sleeping, it can change. So what my advice is, keep really aware of your condition. Watch the models closely. Work with somebody who does understand them. You know, I've trained my staff, and of course I have a background in meteorology to some degree, but it's important in this kind of framework because you can just drive across the country and say, you know, if we can get some rain now, we're going to have a great crop. But it's just right to the point where, again, if we don't, then the knowledge of how the market responds to those factors from an experience standpoint for me really comes into play, because I remember the droughts in 83, 88. I remember the situation with the Russian problem. I'm familiar with them. I understand them. I understand how they work. I just have to have the customer base in line and have them ready to go.
Well, of course, the weather is not the only factor affecting the market. So what are some of the other things that you are keeping your eye on?
I think it's well advertised that across the planet, you know, the need for protein, especially in the emerging markets led by China and India, it's well advertised that they're not really going to step back on the consumption or usage of protein. We require about 8 to 10 million metric tons of soybean increase in production each year just to keep up with their pace and rate of growth. If we hadn't gotten Brazil to produce the way they have, and if we'd have kept the demand base going like it is today, we wouldn't have any soybeans left. And I looked at that S&D table this morning, which I explained, and I showed everybody what can happen. If we just drop 2 bushel per acre off the U.S. yield, we're going to get into a very, very tight situation out ahead. And, of course, the Chinese would scramble trying to cover their inventory and their needs, and it would put the onus almost entirely on Brazil to make up the difference, and maybe they can, maybe they can't. So the other thing, I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't just look, as you said, to the domestic or regional thing. This is a global market. The internet changed all that. I mean, now the young people in the world, the families, they want high quality food. They want abundant food. They want it available. They want it safe. And they're not gonna calm down until they get it. The world is a different place than it was even 5 years ago.
Well, how do you like coming to an event like this where you get to really interact with the farmers? I'm sure that you must learn as much as they do by interacting with them.
Well, Dr. Blogier from Purdue, he made a comment. He said, you always go to something and try to learn one thing each day. And I had a question mark, which I've been watching the yield on corn and soybeans, and it's starting to kind of flatten out. And I couldn't figure out why that was happening. So I had to go to, actually I had to go back to the Wiffles and their research manager and the head of, and basically he gave me an explanation that essentially they're trying to make the plants have a heavier population but adapt themselves to harsher conditions. They're really not trying to get an individual plant produce that much more. They're trying to get a increase in the number of plants to keep up or increase the yield. So it's kind of an odd situation. I never thought of it that way, but it goes into the genetics and it goes into the hardiness of the plant, and it goes into production areas where we're still seeing some plants populations of what, 38,000 plus, some as high as 41,000. So that has to be managed correctly. That has to be managed from a genetic and scientific standpoint. So I kind of learned that's something I didn't really know. It pretty much answers my question where they're heading with as far as the production capability of the U.S. farmer.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Jim, here at the Wiffles Corn Strategies event in Dixon, Illinois. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.